Hello. Welcome. I just rushed onto this live. We don't have childcare today, so I was just hanging out with my toddler. We were playing doctor. We got a little doctor kit for his birthday. Running around, and then I called my husband. I was like, I gotta go live. So I'm settling in here with you, and I'm just feeling really excited to connect with you. I used to go live like every day before becoming a mom. And now it is much less frequent, but that means for me, it just feels so special to connect with you in this way. So I'm gonna wait a second for everybody to join, and I'm gonna give you a little bit of an overview about what we're gonna talk about today. And as you're joining, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how you're feeling today. Send me an emoji in the comments, how you're feeling, or words, just let me know. And I'd love to also know where you're watching from if we don't know each other. Some of you I can see who are joining. I know, I know we know each other, obviously, but send me an emoji on how you're feeling. If you're new here, let me know where you're from. I love to just get an idea of how expansive our community is, because it really does stretch around the world, and it's so magical. Yes, Malin, hello, Malin in Norway, one of our first self-love coaches. You have such a special place in my heart. Thank you for being here. Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Soraya. I'm so happy to see you all. Hi, Rachel. Hello. All right, so send me an emoji on how you're feeling. Seems like there's a lot of happy, positive emotions here today. In Winnipeg, Canada. Yes. My husband's watching. He says we're upstairs. He's watching with my toddler. It's very sweet. Hi, babe. Okay, so today I'm coming live. I've actually been meaning to do this for a few weeks now. I had an email drafted in my newsletter platform to send out to let you know I was going live. For like a few weeks. So I'm really excited that I finally got to do it today, because we have some really exciting things coming up with the self-love lifestyle. So if you're new, my name is Melanie Monaco. I'm a master self-love coach. I train and certify self-love coaches. I am a spiritual guide. I'm an initiated ceremony leader. My great uncle, Hayoka, was a shaman, taught me so much about leading ceremony, and I partner that lineage with divine feminine work that I do. I'm a moon mother, and I am going to be doing some more divine feminine leadership work in the new year that I can't tell you about completely yet, but I'm really excited for some of the work that I'll be doing next year, and don't worry, you'll hear about it. I have our self-love coach certification course, which so many of you who are here have done. I have the Guided Rituals membership, which is, some of you are in that membership as well. And that's 15 minutes or less, usually. Guided Rituals, it's your daily sacred and spiritual practice to connect you to yourself and to all that is, all the magic around you. And they're really powerful. So we have that membership, and then I have masterclasses and advanced mentorships and more. And today I wanted to talk about some changes that I'll be making to the certification course. I want to be talking a little bit about a new offering that I'll be creating in the new year. And I want to talk about an exciting opportunity that we have next week for a really amazing healing experience for you. And I want to talk about our upcoming self-love coach certification class, and it's going to be the last one of the year. We actually did fewer of them this year than we've done in previous years, and it's been really amazing to kind of see the ways in which this program has shifted and grown and changed, and I'm excited to dive in with you. Okay, hello, hello. And as I'm obviously letting you know what we're talking about today, I just also want to let you know that you can ask me questions at any time. I really welcome you using the comments. And for those of you who are watching the replay, you can always use the comments of the video or send me a DM. Malin, you are so sweet. I need to take a screenshot of this so that I can revisit it. Malin says, Melanie, you really changed my life for the better. Well, Malin, I can say the same. You were in the first class of self-love coaches, and that was such an incredible experience for me as a leader, and I'm so grateful for your trust as you join me in that. Hello, everybody. Okay, let's dive in. So the self-love coach certification, I would love to know, those of you who are here, if you've done it. Some of you I can see and I know you've done it, but I can't see everybody at once who's here. So let me know if you've done the program and what your favorite part of it was. And let me know if you're thinking about doing it too, so I can kind of understand everybody who's watching where you're at. So the way that the program started, I'm not going to rehash everything. I'm going to give you like very broad strokes because some of you already know this. But I was working as a self-love coach. I was working with clients and it was incredible during that season in my life. I was not yet a mother and we were doing the digital nomad thing. We went to Europe twice. We went to Fiji. We went to New Zealand, all around. We went to Montana where I did my initiation with my great uncle who was a shaman. We went to California. We got married. We did our mini moon. We did our honeymoon. It was like an amazing time and season of our lives. And I was working with clients from my hotel rooms in Austria and from our mini, what did we stay in? It was kind of like this old chateau in France. It was incredible. So that digital nomad dream that I had of being able to travel the world and work at the same time was incredible. And it was on that experience. I was in Prague. I was at my friend's house in Prague and I was having a consultation call with somebody. And she said, I don't actually want to be your client. I want to be mentored by you. I want to do the work that you do. And a light bulb went off for me because I realized when I was explaining to her how I became a self-love coach, it was really a patchwork of trainings. Even today, I went to the dentist and they were like, what do you do? And I was like, oh my goodness. It's such an expansive thing because I started as a yoga teacher. I went to nutrition school. I studied intuitive eating. And then I had all my like archetypal psychology work from college. And I worked with Claire Spinkle Estes, who wrote Women Who Run With the Wolves, on archetypal work, and you know, my great uncle and all these things. So I patchworked together so much to create my business. And then when somebody asked me, can you mentor them? I was like, I don't know. Who am I to do that? But then I realized, who am I not to? You know, I have this amazing offering with my clients. I know this works. I know I'm changing their lives. And then when I structured it into a course, it was clear that that work was really needed for people on an individual and professional level. And I started that in 2020. It started 2020, so, you know, going into year four. It's been really amazing. Okay, I'm going to look at your comments. So, hi, Michelle. Michelle says, yes, I've done it and loved it. Bella says, I'm interested in doing the self-love certification. Great. Bella, if you have any questions, pop them into the comments and I can answer them here. Malin says, I'd love to meet you one day. I would love that too, Malin. Just Be Beauty Lifestyles. You'll have to let me know your first name because I'm not sure because I only can see your screen name, but it says into month three now. Such a magical month. That's one of my favorite ones. We talk about moon and divine feminine magic. Michelle says, oh, hi, Melissa. Great. Michelle says, I loved having some tangible tools and roadmaps to help set me up in my coaching business. Yes, I'm so glad to hear that. And so, yeah, the certification course was born and my business has just expanded and grown. And where it is now, I've been offering retreats, which has been really amazing. And it was really at the last retreat where I had another light bulb moment. So, you know, this light bulb moment I had in Prague when I was working with that person doing a consultation and they're like, will you mentor me? I've been doing the guided rituals work for quite some time. Before I became a mom, before I got pregnant, I went live every day. There are literally like well over 100 guided rituals in my IG, or on my reels, I guess. It used to be IGTV. And because I went live every day doing guided rituals. Now I do that in our membership, but it was so amazing to be able to show up that way. And then when we did our retreat last month, I did a training on really dissecting how to lead these rituals for others, because this is not something I want to gatekeep. It's not something that I own. I found a method that I created for myself that then I share with you all in the community, but it's not something that I think, you know, any of us can claim ownership of. And so I did a training, I put it into a manual. It was spread out over several days during our retreat. And what I found in leading this retreat was I was really expecting, you know, if you've taken my course or done my workshops, I do things in a really structured way. I'm a triple earth, Capricorn sun, Taurus moon, Capricorn rising. And for me, I'm like, you know, I can be really technical in how I lay things out. And there was some of that, but overall in the retreat, it was like the whole thing was ceremony. The whole thing felt like ceremony. Even the technical aspects felt like ceremony. And our altar had pieces from my uncle, my mom, and my grandmother, my grandmother's, both sides, my matriarchal line and my patriarchal line. And it just was like, I was like, I feel like I'm channeling my bloodline. I feel like I'm so in my element. I'm so, it just felt so magical. And that was another light bulb moment for me of like, okay, this, there's something birthing, something blossoming. So in 2024, I'm going to translate the training that I did in person with the retreat attendees into an online 9-week portal. I'm really excited for that. And that will be a professional and spiritual initiation. So stay tuned for that. If you want information, I kind of have like a mini preview landing page I created. I'm not officially launching it and like posting the link everywhere. I'm not doing any type of major marketing. I'm really just communicating this with you. If it's something you're interested in, you can get on the little bit of a waiting list of sorts. We can talk about it. And with that being said, because I'm going to be offering this new spiritually oriented experience, and because I'm actually going to be doing some spiritual initiations on my own, separate from the business work I'm doing, I'm going to be kind of returning and going into another pathway of mentorship and skill building. I'm really excited to tell you more about that in the future, but it's just the seeds are being planted right now, so I can't talk too much about it. But I wanted to restructure the certification course to provide a little bit of space for the spiritual offerings and work that I'm doing on my own. So here's how we're restructuring it. And that being said, the way that it's structured right now is going to stay for the October 31st class. So the last class of the year is going to be the final class in the structure it is now. And what it is now, it's the 7 months, 6 modules, 2 group calls, 1 one-on-one call with a personal self-love mentor. And included in that, you also have the Reiki certification. I'm gonna talk about Reiki again in a bit. Reiki is an energy healing lineage, and we have an in-house Reiki master, Liz, who started as my client many years ago before I started training coaches, became my assistant, went through the program, and is an incredible, incredible coach and Reiki master. So she came here, we filmed a whole course. She trains and initiates, attunes Reiki healers specifically to marry self-love coaching with energy work. So that's included right now. It's included in the program. So, okay, I want to look at I see your questions. I'm going to get to them really quick. So We're going to for October 31st. I'm starting it on that day for a specific reason. Obviously, it's Halloween. It's also Samhain, All Hallows Eve. There's so much magic in that portal of that time of the year. And it happens to be the exact anniversary of the graduation of our first round of self-love coaches, except it'll be 3 years later, which is really amazing. So I'm really excited for just the magic that's going to be present in that specific class. And you're going to sign up, you'll have access to the learning portal, you have new videos each week, you have two group calls, at least one of them is with me, usually I do both of them, and you have your one-on-one coach who is somebody who I've trained, who's gone through the program, who has done mentorship with me, and is a highly skilled coach who I trust. And they help you really go deeper into the journey. The one-on-one coaching is something that I added, I want to say maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, actually. And it's been so profound. So I'm really, really happy with how that all has evolved. How I'm restructuring the program, however, is going to be starting January 1st. So our next class, that was one of the questions you asked. Our next class is January 1st. And I'm going to be kind of pick, instead of it all being this like wrapped up package piece, I'm going to be kind of dissecting parts of it, picking out parts of it so that you can take different parts of it, or you can put it all together. And what that's going to do is it's going to allow you to customize your journey a little bit more. And in that way, I hope it's really going to meet your needs and really allow you to feel very in your power in the choices that you make on this journey. So you'll have the opportunity to become a coach, do the program. You'll have the opportunity to add on the Reiki. You'll have the opportunity to add on the one-on-one coaching. You'll have the opportunity to add on my ritual facilitator training when I do officially launch that. And you'll have the opportunity to add on one-on-one mentorship with me. There's going to be different tiers. And you'll be able to choose the mentor that you want to work with if you choose to go on that path. That being said, as it is now, all of that is you get the one-on-one mentor, the Reiki training, and the course, the certification, all wrapped up into one. And there is going to be cost differences, investment levels with the different offerings and the different pathways forward when we restructure it in January. So if you know that you want to do the Reiki training, if you know that you want the one-on-one support, then I would recommend signing up now because you'll be receiving all those things at a lower price as it is now, rather than when I deconstruct it in the new year. So I wanted to offer you all just that opportunity if you're thinking of joining or just because you're in community and you want to know what's going on, just the opportunity to understand a little bit about how things are going to be looking in the new year. As I said, I have a new program I'm launching, so I want my attention to be, able to be in all of the places at once. And I have my own work that I'll be doing on myself that then will definitely I'll be able to bring that outward with you. The add-ons will be at an extra investment. So when I restructure the program in January, instead of it all being at the same, because right now it's just one price and you get all of the things. But when I restructure it in the new year, you'll have like a base price. And then if you want to add on the Reiki, that'll be an additional investment. If you want to add on the one-on-one mentorship, that'll be an additional investment. So let me know if that makes sense. I know it's kind of hard. It might be hard to fully wrap our minds around this when I'm just talking about it rather than seeing it laid out on the website or in an email or a landing page. But hopefully that answers your question. I'm going to go back to some of these questions. Malin asked, I love this question. Malin asked, do you have any tattoos? I have two. I have two tattoos. I've got one when I was 20 on my 20th birthday, and I got one when I was maybe 23, and I think I'm done for now, but we'll see. But the other one's on my back, what I'm wearing right now, I can't show it to you, but it's a tree goddess. It's really magical. It's kind of like, let me see. It's like this. So I've had this statue of the goddess since I was 16, maybe 17. So she looks like this, except she has roots going outward and branches and leaves going up, but it's the goddess. Yeah, so that's one of my tattoos. And then I have this, my moon and roses. Whole story behind both of these tattoos that I won't get into now, but maybe another time. Leo, my son, really loves this. He loves to look at the moon. He says, moon. He loves to look at the roses. He goes, one, two. It's really cute. Yeah, those are my tattoos. Bella, you will be able to rewatch this if you would like to. Okay, any other questions for now, let me know. And okay, I want to jump into talking a little bit about the Reiki portion. So we actually are offering, because I know this is going to be, for some of you, this will be a decision-making month, because if you're thinking about doing the certification course, then, and if you want the energy healing component wrapped into it, if you know you want to do that, then you're going to want to enroll to get the best deal. You're going to want to enroll this month for the October 31st class. And I know some people are like, Reiki, energy healing, how does that feel? What is it? Does it work? And that's why we're actually offering a Reiki ceremony, a Reiki healing transmission and experience for you to experience next Tuesday. And the replay will be available. And I know it might feel a little woo-woo and out there, but trust me when I say, even though it's on Zoom, even if you're watching it later, the effects can still be felt. And you call it what you will. You can call it the power of energy across time and space, because all of that is an illusion. You can call it placebo. You can call it self-healing through the guidance of others. I don't really care, but it works. It's been proven to work in studies and in like scientific studies, and also just by lived experience. And so if you've never experienced Reiki, give it a shot. We have our ceremony next Tuesday. You can sign up for it using the link in my stories or the link in the email that I sent. So I'd love to offer you that invitation. And especially if you're on the fence about, I don't know if I want to bundle in the certification course with the Reiki healing, or maybe you just want to do energy healing and you don't even want to do coaching. That's great. We're going to have that offering available to you. Certainly Liz has that offering available. And I'm really excited for you to just dip your toes in, especially if you've never done it before. If you've done the certification program while it's been bundled and you have yet to do the Reiki portion and you've been kind of pushing it off, being like, I don't know if that's for me, this is a great opportunity to experience it. And then you can complete your Reiki training by the end of the year if you want to, because we do have a couple more placement ceremonies. So that's one important thing I wanted to mention. Any questions about that? I will say some of my most transcendent healing experiences have been in energy work. Whether it's Reiki or it's the Moon Mother work that I do, or it's just channeled energy, to me, it doesn't really make that much of a difference in my own receiving of it, because they've equally been transformative. But as a practitioner, I will say that having structure like the Reiki lineage really helps you transmit the energy work so much more effectively and easily and confidently. So that's the benefit of doing the energy training. Especially if you're becoming a self-love coach, I love that component, because we recorded it together and Liz curated it specifically for people who are in our program with our methodologies. So anyway, I'm really excited. Let me know if you have any questions about that. Okay, I think I've covered all of the bigger announcements. That being said, I did have a coach who I love bringing on those of you in our community who want to share a little bit about your journey. I think conversation is such a powerful way for others to find inspiration. I know for myself, like, I listen to podcasts all the time. I was just listening to one today. And I just think that when we're hearing people talk about their healing journeys, especially hearing different experiences, diverse experiences, it can just be so empowering for our own journeys. And sometimes we have these revelations based on other people's revelations. And so that's one of the reasons why I really like to invite people people on to talk about their experiences. So Michelle, one of our graduated self-love coaches, shared that she was interested in joining me. So let me see if I can bring you on. And I see some other coaches here who might want to join live. So if you do, just let me know in the comments. All right, I'm hoping. I just sent you a request. And Michelle and I actually got to meet recently. Hi.
Hey. Can you see me and hear me okay?
I can. Can you see me and hear me?
Yeah. Somehow, like you sounded louder initially. Let me just turn it up for a second.
Okay.
I can hear you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, when you sent me that text, I was like, yay, Michelle.
Showing up. What?
Well, it was more just that I was excited to see you. It wasn't even myself that was like, I'm so proud of her. It was more, I was like, oh, this is so nice. Because
I'm excited to be here.
Just to have this opportunity to connect with you.
Yeah, me too. I always enjoy talking to you.
Well, I would love to open up our conversation together to just hear maybe a little bit of your story for people who haven't met you before. So maybe what brought you to doing healing and self-love work and what your experience was like in stepping into that role as a coach and a leader and yoga teacher and workshop facilitator, all the things, and what you're working on right now.
Awesome. Lots of questions.
Yeah.
I'll try to remember all of them. I think a lot of my journey started with yoga and Zumba. Like you, I was a yoga and fitness instructor. And along the path, I really started learning about the power of self-love and self-acceptance coming from a place of so much self-hate, body dysmorphia, eating disorders, anxiety, depression. I feel like the more I leaned into learning about self-love in itself, I found it to be a very healing modality for me to heal all of those things that I had been suffering for so long. And it was interesting because I'd been calling myself a self-love coach even before getting into the self-love coaching certification, but I still felt like I was holding myself back because I didn't have the right platform, the right tools, the right things. And of course, my perfectionism getting in the way and wanting to learn all the things to make sure that I was perfect in order to show up for this work. And so, I had gotten certified as a life coach in 2018, but I honestly hadn't done a ton with it. I'd had a few clients and I was calling myself more of like a self-love coach, focusing on wellness, and health and joyful movement and that kind of stuff. And then in my own journey, healing from an eating disorder, I came across one of your ads in 2021, I believe it was. Never had seen you in my life, had never come across you at all. Your ad just really resonated with me. And I was like, honey, I talked to my husband. And at the time, like, I had been running my own business online, teaching yoga and fitness from home after COVID. I brought all of my classes home and I was like, but I really felt this calling to focus on coaching and really wanted to work on that. And so I told him, I was like, I don't know anything about this girl, but I feel like she aligns with everything that I wanted to accomplish and wanting to do. And then the more I've gotten to know you, I'm like, we have so many synchronicities and I'm just really thankful that I listened to that intuitive nudge. And I signed up for the 6-month course at the time. I think it was 6 months. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful and glad that I did. I feel like, and it's interesting because even after those 6 months, I still shied away from doing anything with it. I ended up taking a full-time job to help support my husband and his business and took another year off and went ahead and I signed up for the course this summer with you on revisiting those principles and reconnecting with these tools that I had wanted to do something with, but I was just kind of, yeah, I'll when I get more comfortable, when I get, more confident, and what I loved about it though was getting more one-on-one coaching with you, and just really solidifying my messaging, my gaining my courage and confidence and realizing that I have all the tools that I need. I don't need to take any more stinking certifications to just show up. And so since we last talked, which I think was in Maine in August, I'm really excited. I've had a workshop here locally with Alicia that went really well on self-acceptance. And another really beautiful thing that's come out of this certification, for me at least, has been connecting with other coaches and doing collaborations. I think oftentimes I would get stuck in my head if I need to do this myself. I can't, I don't know. Like, there was just so much pressure that I was putting on myself of just doing everything myself, but feeling so overwhelmed by the things that I really have enjoyed collaborating with Alicia. I've also been working with Jasmine and, and other fellow coaches on doing something together. I kind of get this feeling and sense and vibe of like, I don't have to do this all by myself. And you get inspiration, motivation, and support, working with someone else. And it kind of brought back that sense of working in an office and having coworkers, that I think I've missed, especially being on your own and, doing so much work from home and not seeing people every day. So the whole experience has truly been remarkable and beautiful and challenging as well. But now I'm really, and it was funny, after I did my acceptance workshop with Alicia, and then, the training ended, I almost felt the sense of grief. I was like, now what? Now I gotta do everything myself, and I don't want to. I don't have the hand holding. But and co-collaborating with other coaches and even talking to some of my clients, I'm birthing some my new signature offer. I think often I would get into my head of I've got to do the one-on-one coaching, but I also thrive in a teaching and group teaching environment. And so I'm really working on my next offering to be kind of a mix of both, because I really enjoyed that from our coaching this summer, of having some group, some group coaching as well as offering one-on-one within that group signature program. So I think I answered everything, did I?
Love that. Oh man. And it's so beautiful for you to acknowledge what an impact community and connection makes in the work that you do, and how it seems to facilitate a much easier rise as a leader to show up in that way. And that's why the community, I mean, I probably say community like a million times every single live or call that I do, because it's so important. And I'm so thankful that you feel supported by the
Oh,
community
I really do.
and that you've found these connections that have empowered you professionally, and that you've been able to, yeah, create these experiences for, I mean, the photos from your workshop looked amazing.
It was awesome. It was a really beautiful experience.
And I hope that you get to do more of that. And because I'm sure that the people who attended your workshop were really, like, really felt very blessed and really felt this amazing gift of activating more self-acceptance.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope so too.
So you're creating a new offering that will be part group, part one-on-one. I love that, and I cannot wait to hear about it. I think my final question for you is what your advice is for somebody who's maybe just starting their journey to self-love.
Journey to self-love or self-love coaching?
Oh, you can do, but I was going to just do self-love, but if you can answer both, then go for both.
Sure. My first thought when it comes to, first tapping into your self-love journey is definitely having grace with yourself. These are new concepts, new tools that you might be absorbing and learning for the first time ever, and you're going to feel some resistance. There's going to feel, some ickiness around it, and some avoidance around it because it just doesn't feel feasible. It doesn't feel possible. Especially if you're anything like me and you've struggled with self-hate, with body hate, with just a tumultuous relationship with yourself overall, this can feel very foreign, but stick with it and learn as much as you can and apply as much as you can. It little baby steps I find are really helpful. You don't have to, try everything all at once, even though that's totally my style, right? Observing as much as possible and doing all the things at once. So yeah, have some grace with yourself. Have moments where, you can start to question your own beliefs, because I think that's a big part of this work, is really just dissecting and peeling back the layers and the onion of who you think that you are and who you have been up until this point, so that you can start to create space between who you currently are that perhaps isn't serving you and who you really want to be. Bringing awareness to that and creating that space is really going to help open up the new path for you to be able to apply these concepts for yourself. And it won't happen overnight, but know that with consistency and with, giving yourself that grace, that eventually you'll start to notice that it becomes like second nature. It's no longer something that you're having to force. You're not having to force the affirmations as much. You're not having to look in the mirror and force yourself to say, the positive things that you're hoping will eventually sink in, because it'll just, like, something will happen and it'll just, you'll start to notice that, it's working, right? And then the second piece of that question on, if you're starting your self-love coaching journey, I think it kind of aligns with the same way of having grace with yourself, but also stick with it and do what you can to show up to the lives, to the live coaching calls. I think if I could do it differently, I would have definitely made those my highest number one priority. I sometimes struggle with going back and rewatching things. And even though you might say, oh, I'll just catch the replay, that's wonderful and beautiful. Definitely do that if you need to, but do make the commitment to show up to those live calls. That way you can actually ask your own questions and talk about your current experience. And sometimes the coaching can be, held, and a space can be held for whatever resistance it is that you're going through. It can be, these coaches have gone through it and know the resistance and know, the fears and everything that you're probably currently experiencing, and they might be able to help, pull you back a little bit from that mindset and help you with those shifts. And another thing that I would definitely say is, rewatch the content, submerge yourself with it. Can you even maybe ask yourself from the first moment that you wake up every day, what would love do? That's been like something I've been asking myself. What would love do in this situation? What does love want me to do? Or even spirit, or, if I were to show up and fully embody this work, what would that look like? And I think those questions for me have really helped own and embody this work. And it makes it a little less scary and more tangible and attainable. So, yeah, I think that's what I would say.
That was all so amazing. Thank you so much for imparting some of your wisdom today. Obviously you weren't giving me the advice, but I received a lot of beautiful offerings from what you were sharing. And what would love do? I'm gonna start using that. So thank you
Right?
so much. Yeah, I love it.
I love that one. So yeah, thank you, Melanie. This is honestly, for those of you that are considering the coaching program, I cannot speak highly enough of Melanie, of the coaches within the container, of the mentees and the people that are showing up and doing this work. It's just a beautiful organization and a beautiful mission. And I can't wait to meet more of you. And if any of you want to work with me, I'd please message me. I'm all about collaborating right now. That's definitely, even if it's not in the, complete foreseen future, next year, 2 years from now, I'm really enjoying doing that. So I'd love to hear from you.
I love that. Yeah. that. And I also just want to mention, Michelle and I got lunch 2 months, I guess it was 2 months ago. It wasn't that long ago, but yeah. 2 months ago, we met in person. One of the things that has been really, I don't know, like unique about having an online business is that there's so many people in our community who I haven't met face to face. And I feel like having the opportunity to be in physical presence with you, and it, there was the synchronicity there of that, where you happened to be 40 minutes from my house, and you happened to be doing it while we were doing our like latest experience together, latest coaching package. And I don't know, there was just something so magical about that. And I don't know really why I'm mentioning this, except that I wanted to honor that as when we're in this community, like it doesn't have to stay on the physical plane or on the virtual plane. It can transcend to the physical plane. And also one of the things that I love about this work is, unlike other professions within mental health that are really important and that I utilize and that I love, coaching has a lot of flexibility and fluidity. And I've made so many friendships and connections through this work that was so unexpected to me. And I think there's a way to do it ethically. There's a way to do it safely without crossing boundaries, where you can also just be like grabbing a cup of coffee with somebody that you work with. And it's just so soul nourishing for everybody. Of course, like there's times for that and seasons for that in the relationships, but you know, in the work that you're doing, especially in collaboration, I just love that real interpersonal connection and that like connection with people who get it, who speak the same language, who understand what you're going through. And the power dynamics don't even have to be there. It can be we're learning. And it's just so amazing. So I'm really grateful for your presence today, for your presence and everything that you're offering. And I'm so proud of you for coming on live.
You know, my resistances. But I was like, you know what? I'm feeling it. Like, I really am feeling the energy of just showing up, which sometimes is really half the battle. So I'm like, I'm going to take her up on this. Plus, I love talking to you. So that's a bonus.
Well, thank you so much. Much, Michelle, and I hope that you all who are watching follow Michelle to see what happens next. Please. in your journey. I'm sure we'll chat soon. Yeah. Have a beautiful
day. Good. You too. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. That was so amazing. Okay. So I'm looking at the time now. I unfortunately am going to have to wrap up our live pretty soon. I see that more coaches are interested in chatting, so don't worry. I'm going to go live again. Maybe I'll schedule another time later this week or next week. I was actually just talking to my husband yesterday about goals that I have for the self-love lifestyle, and one of them is to go live more, because I just the energy of connecting with all of you in this way is really incredible. And I feel a difference for me as a leader, and also for us in community. So I really want to make it a priority to come live with you more. So if you were wanting to join me live or you had more questions, I just want to let you know that this is not going to be the last opportunity. That being said, if there are any final questions about the updates today to the course, to the Reiki offering that we're doing next week, to the spiritual leadership offering I'm doing next year, or anything else, I will give maybe one more minute for any questions that need to come through to come in. I'm so grateful for all of your presence today. This has been really lovely. If I think about it, I'll try to upload this to my podcast so that if you want to, you can listen. If you missed any part of it, you can listen to it as a podcast replay, or as long as Instagram allows me to, I'm definitely going to be posting this to my feed so you can revisit it on my Instagram page as well. Okay, recap, you can enroll for the Self-Love Coach Certification course starting October 31st. And It's the last one of the year. It's the last one in its current structure. It's going to be changing in the new year. And the pricing is going to be changing. The whole package of it is going to be changing. The course material itself and the certification itself will not be changing. It's still going to be accredited. Everything that I needed to present for it to be accredited is going to stay intact. So that's not changing. It's just all of the add-on experiences, instead of being bundled in, are going to be a la carte, and you're able to piece them together if you wish. But as it stands now, if you're interested in becoming a self-love coach and you love the package, two certifications in one with the one-on-one mentorship, sign up for the October 31st class. It's the last one of the year. In the new year, I'm going to be having some new offerings. I'm going to be doing some new work. That's going to be really amazing too. So stay tuned. And we have our Reiki healing ceremony next Tuesday. So I really recommend that you sign up to experience that. You can always watch the replay, even if you're just a little bit interested, even if you don't know if you're going to be able to attend, I recommend signing up. All right, everyone, this was so lovely. I'm so grateful for you, for your presence, for your contributions to this space. Even if you're just watching live and you're like, Melanie has no idea who I am, I want you to know that I am grateful for you. Even if you're watching the replay and you're like, I've never done this before, I've never watched any of Melanie's lives, I'm grateful for you. And especially if you've done the program, any of my programs, if we know each other, thank you so much for continuing to show up and support what we're doing here at the Self Love Lifestyle. It's the honor of my life to do this work with you. I'm so, so, so grateful. And I'm sending you all so much love and so many blessings. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Oh, I did hear, actually, there was one, I'm remembering there's one question I didn't get to. Malin asked, are you going to be doing live card readings? Maybe I will. However, that is included in the Guided Rituals membership. I do in mini individual readings for everybody in the mentorship at the beginning of the month. So if you want individual readings, it's like a psychic reading, but also with my coaching knowledge in it. It's really awesome. And they're mini, so they're less than 5 minutes, and I email them to you. So if you're interested in that, check out the Guided Rituals membership. I'm sending you all so much love, so many blessings. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll see you soon.